a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:44. The three things you need to know this hour first.
So far this season, Utah has seen 1,000 wildfires, and 75% of those are caused by people. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bonas.
Second, there were only 263 new COVID-19 cases today, but another 9 deaths were reported by the Department of Health this afternoon. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
That's going to be in Utah County, where we have a crash with injuries blocking lanes of traffic, both east and southbound directions. This is Redwood Road, and it's going to be at Pony Express Parkway. It's going to cause a little bit of delay, but definitely be careful going through that stretch. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Out of Sun 96, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Getting close. We're at 94 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The Democrats are taking President Trump to task over his executive actions to prop up a coronavirus-battered economy. They say it's too little too late. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they had their chance to compromise with the GOP on a proposal.
Democrats are demanding that we send state and local governments a colossal amount of money with no relationship to actual need, while they've only spent a quarter, 25%, of the money they've already gotten.
President Trump is expected to weigh in on his actions at his news briefing, which will begin at any time now. Rescuers still on the scene after an explosion in Baltimore that left at least one person dead. 3 row houses were leveled. Paul Carton is with the American Red Cross.
Tomorrow we'll begin working one-on-one with the families whose homes have been destroyed, who have injured family members, or have lost a loved one in the explosion.
5 people were hospitalized. The Dow closed up 358 points. NASDAQ down 43. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's the KSL In-Depth now.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Washington School District will be the first of Utah's public schools to go back to class. That happens this Thursday. State leaders say now's the time for the community to come together and be supportive. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes an in-depth look.
It has been a summer of training and preparation.
I think there's a big difference between, you know, looking at it from we've got to get through the end of the year to this is the beginning of the year.
Trenton Goble is the VP of strategy for Canvas. That's the online system that some schools will be using a lot more of for their remote learners.
We've seen teachers working all summer in collaboration, supporting each other, figuring out ways to better support kids in a remote learning situation or even in a blended learning situation.
Utah Superintendent Cindy Dixon says they've spent millions of dollars and months of work over the summer, and everyone is under a lot of stress.
There's this heavy load on our school system, and teachers are right there in the classroom on the front line. They may not have everything they need or feel that they need, but what they need more than anything is our community support and our collective support.
Social interaction will be different for those going to school. It may feel sterile in the cleanliness. There will be more emphasis on social emotional learning, but with safety top of mind.
We have to do our part. Wear masks, distance, and use proper hygiene. And if we could all do those things as citizens of Utah, we could really make a difference in the safety of our students and teachers getting back to school.
Canvas is trying to make the online experience as close to in-person learning as possible.
So that you have some real-time interaction with your students, you can provide feedback for students in meaningful ways. so that it doesn't feel so distant.
Dr. Dixon mentioned that community effort and community support. So did Dr. Brandon Webb, an infectious disease expert with Intermountain Healthcare, who has four children in public school.
In order for us to be successful as we go back to school, we really do need the community to pull together. We know that when the community pulls together and takes responsibility for themselves and also has an outward-facing view, that we can decrease the rates. We've done it successfully.
Goebel says parents should be patient and flexible. It's not a competition, and this won't last forever. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I used to dread going back to school in normal times. I feel for these kids in this situation. Wow. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 3:49. We have traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Jeff, I'm looking at a live shot of this crash with injuries in Saratoga Springs. It is affecting southbound and eastbound directions of traffic at Redwood Road and Pony Express Parkway. Traffic is able to get through, but doing so cautiously and slowly. Now, the drive on I-15, whether you're in Salt Lake or Utah County southbound, looks great. That's from downtown all the way to Provo. A good drive as well on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. You are going to see traffic busy in spots, and this is either direction of 5600 West, anywhere between I-80 and 3500 South. Now starting to see a little bit of buildup of traffic volume headed westbound on I-80, scattered in spots between the 201 Junction and Lake Point. Steve?
Well, so far, nothing in your way to slow you down. It's just wide open speeds on I-15, both north and southbound between Salt Lake City and Willard Bay. Had a good drive if you're on the northbound side of I-215 on the west side belt. Legacy Parkway looks good, as does Highway 89 between Lagoon and Harrison Boulevard. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card. For a limited time, receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit a branch or cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, a 7-day forecast. Is there any rain anywhere in this forecast? Grant Wayman?
Sunshine up to 96 degrees for the high today. Tomorrow, 95 and a lot of sunshine. And not quite as hot Wednesday, 93, partly cloudy. Heats up to 98 again on Thursday with more sunshine. Sunny 97 on Friday and more of the same for the weekend. Sunshine 97 both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees. The forecast is same old, same old. The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
The beat goes on.
Only on KSL News Radio.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Schedule a service right now online with a Gephardt-approved company, a company I trust with my $1,000 guarantee. I trust Davenport Foundation Repair.
You know Davenport Foundation Repair as the local experts in foundation repair, but did you also know we waterproof basements and crawl spaces, lift uneven concrete, and protect that concrete with a lifetime sealant? Davenport Foundation Repair, 866-9-LIFT-UP.
I trust ESCO.
Hi, this is Aaron at ESCO Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric. Listen to what we've got for $49. Air conditioner tune-up, drain clear with camera inspection. We go beyond satisfaction to customer delight. Call today, be comfortable tomorrow. 855-ESCO-NOW.
I trust Sierra West.
Hi, I'm Ty Detmer. We buy our jewelry from Sierra West Jewelers because of the great service, large selection, the diamond education, and the lowest prices.
SierraWestJewelers.com.
Schedule a service right now at GephardtApproved.com.
You know, it's been interesting seeing the ripple effect that something like a factory shutting down in another country can have on an entire supply chain. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and for us, in the HVAC industry, we've started hearing about suppliers running out of HVAC equipment because manufacturers couldn't get the parts they needed to assemble their systems. Now, more than likely, this will have zero effect on most of you listening, but if your air conditioner is over 15 to 20 years old and it decides to go out in the middle of the summer, it might be difficult to get a replacement. If you want to be proactive, right now is a great time to get an estimate on replacing your old outdated system with a new, more reliable air conditioner. Any Hour Services would be happy to send one of our HVAC supervisors to your home to show you what options are available and how much a new system would cost. With financing options available, new air conditioners start at only $56 a month. If you'd like to know more or to schedule a free estimate, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600. You can also Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa.
Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Curious developments at the White House. Here's what happened. The president was about to begin his coronavirus briefing. He started. It only lasted but a few minutes. We were about to go to the president after these commercials, but abruptly someone whispered in his ear. According to tweets we're seeing, someone from the Secret Service whispered in his ear. And like that, he walked off the stage and the coronavirus briefing was over just about as quickly as it had begun. I have to caution, we're hearing all this from tweets. Fox News was the only channel that was broadcasting the president live for this very, very quick coronavirus briefing that was only beginning when it was brought to a sharp end. When we find out more about this, we'll bring it to you. Stay with us at KSL News Radio right now at 3:55. We're watching Utah's Money. And major airline stocks soared today after the TSA released numbers showing the number of ticket buyers has reached a pandemic high. Delta stock was up 8%, but airline traffic is still down 70% from a year ago. KSL Drive's Tesla rival Nikola just scored a big deal to make thousands of electric garbage trucks. The company's teaming up with waste management giant Republic Services. They'll make 2,500 e-garbage trucks. Millennials are falling even further behind, grappling with the second financial crisis of their adult lives. The Wall Street Journal reports it's going to be harder for millennials to accumulate wealth over their lifetimes. Many are already saddled with debt, and that was before the pandemic. Wall Street, the charge forward continues, the Dow jumping 357 points, more than 1.25%. The S&P 500 gained 9 points. The NASDAQ lost 42 today. KSL News Time 3:56. You could get your goods from Amazon even faster if it fills the mall spaces left empty by stores declaring bankruptcy. But ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says the Amazon locations would be closed to the public, which raises some concerns.
When you think about what JCPenney and Sears are, they're what's known as anchor stores, department stores that anchor an entire mall because they're the reason people go to the mall in the first place. You have all of these other little stores now wondering, what's our fate? If there's a gigantic space inside the mall that's taken over by a warehouse where people aren't going there to shop, could that be an issue for us?
Wonder if they'll finally fill the empty Sears at 800 South and State Street. Maybe that would be a possibility, an Amazon fulfillment center. KSL News Time 3:57. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. We just told you about the president abruptly stopping the coronavirus briefing when somebody whispered in his ear. CNN is now reporting the White House is in lockdown. We're following the story. We'll bring you the latest as soon as we know. Stay with us here at KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.